Sim.
Last time we began the sugya of paletes shechvas zera. Before we jump back into it, want to share a line that I saw in the Levush as far as why there is a notion of tumas shechvas zera and by extension tumas paletes, which is how we began the sugya. So the Levush writes in our simon, Amru chachmei emes, shetam tumas ha-shechvas zera kitam tumas ha-mes. That the yisod of tumas shechvas zera is the same as the yisod of tumas ha-mes. The yisod shnehem hu, shebimakom shahais hasham neshama tahora, kagon guf ha-mes, o davar ha-muchan lios notzar mimenu sura shetachal alav neshama tahora, bu shechvas zera. So where there is the existence of a neshama, either a guf hames that used to have a neshama, or something that has the potential for the creation of a neshama, namely shechvas zera, that could result in a vlad, sham, so there's an attraction that kochos hatuma have towards the source slash potential of life, manifested either on the back end or the front end, so to speak, a guf hames that had neshama, or shechvas zera that has the potential of creating a being with a neshama. So that attracts kochos hatuma. So on some level, that's the commonality between Tumas Shechvas Zera and Tumas Hames. And the Din of Paletes is one manifestation of the Tumas Shechvas Zera. So the fact that there is the potential of life is something that attracts Tumas Hatuma, and that results in the halachos of Tumas Shechvas Zera. I just came across that and thought I'd share that introduction of the Levush to this sugya. Back to our sugya. We left off last time with the shita of the Mechaber, Simon Kuf Sadivas, if you're out, based on the Rush, that we don't accept the most minimalist understanding of the sugya of Paletes. We don't accept the position of the rival, let's say, that the whole din of a paletes being soseres or shivanakiyim is only relevant for taras and not levaila. We don't accept the position of the Rambam and the day in the Meiri that the din of paletes is only relevant when you know for a fact that you were paletes and not when we're not choshesh otherwise that you might have been paletes. But the position of the Rush is that we are choshesh that a woman was paletes zera for up to 72 hours, six onos, based on the Mishnah Shabbos, Ron Shabbos, six onos subsequent to having Tashmish. And therefore, in practice, a woman who has Tashmish and then has a Re'iyah can't start counting her Shivnikiyim until 4 days have elapsed from the beginning of her Re'iyah, because we're concerned maybe she had, or if she had Tashmish on Sunday, Shabbos, Sunday morning, and then she had a Re'iyah couple of hours in on Sunday, that carries her 72 hours, Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday. Wednesday now is knocked out from the counting of Shivanakiyim because maybe she was paletes on Wednesday, and therefore the earliest she can count the Shivanakiyim would be on Thursday. That's the position of the Rush. That's what's reflected in the Mechaber in Se'if Yud Aleph. The Rama has two additional chumros. One of them is that we are choshesh, or we're gozer, lo shimsha atur shimsha, that this halach applies even if the woman did not have tashmish approximate to her re'iyah, even if the last time she had tashmish was a week ago, before her re'iyah, still the same halach applies. It's kind of low plug of lo shimsha atur shimsha. Plus, a second level of chumrah is that the Rama adds an additional day because of the possibility of a suffix of Bein Hashmashos, maybe she had Tashmish Bein Hashmashos, and we're off the count by one day because she counts it as the previous day, and really it should be the next day. So let's see where that all comes from. And for that, we will start with the Trumas HaDeshen in Simin Reish Mem Hei. The Shaila in the Trumas HaDeshen, and we'll come back, as we pointed out in the past, the conventional understanding is that the Trumas HaDeshen wrote its own Shailas, and therefore you can be Medayik in the Lashon of the Shaila of Trumas HaDeshen, notwithstanding, and that's the assumption of the Shach many places. Notwithstanding the comment of the Magia on the classic printing of the I'm drawing a blank, the Trumas HaDeshen Talmud, Lakad Yosher. The Magia on the Lakad Yosher, Nisatama, who has rise otherwise, but we'll see the Shach here assumes that the Lashon L'Shela is Meduyak. So the Shailen Trumas HaDeshen, Simin Reish Mem Hei, Isha Shelo Shimsha Im Baila Toch Zayin Yamim, O Shelo Haya Baila Be'ir Verasa. So a woman didn't have Tashmish for the last 7 days, or it was not Baila Be'ir, so it wasn't Shaykh that Tashmish, and she has her Iya. Sricha Al Kol Panim Lahamtin Shelo Taska Lifkor Shimin Akiyim Kishir Isha Shashimsha Be'yom Riyasa. So does this woman still need to conduct herself as if she had Tashmish B'yom Riyasa as far as when she can start her Shim Nekiyim? O Yecholu L'haska L'Sper Miyad Archa Shetisak Miryasa, or does she have the right to start counting as soon as she stops seeing Dan, and there's no need for any Chumros related to Paletes Shechvas Sarah. You can actually put this up on the screen since we're on the Zoom. Do you mind turning the thank you. Okay. So Trumas HaDeshen writes, Shamati diyesh lehosif od yom echad v'lo taska lispor ad yom vav lishimusha. So in general, Trumas HaDeshen says, before getting to the specific scenario where it wasn't by Levi'ir or lo shimsha, in general, Shamati, that people are mosif an additional day above the days that we started with that we saw in the Rush, that in our scenario where she has a Re'iya on Sunday, she would not be able to start her Shivan Nakiyim until Friday, not Thursday. Kigomi Mose Shabbos Ad Yom Vav. Shem Tatrila, Shetaskil Yimei Hasfir Miyom Hei. Shekvar Kolu Vav Ono Shleimim. Uma Shetiflot Od Eno Soser. So if we're just going to go with the Rush and allow her to do a Hesed Tara on Wednesday and start counting her Shivan Nakiyim on Thursday, because come Wednesday afternoon, she's well past the 72 hours. Still, ikalamekash de zimnen to shamish ben hashmashas mot shabbos. The hitis for the adayin yomu. We're concerned. Another problem. Maybe she will have tashmish ben hashmashas on mot shabbos because isn't that what everyone does? And she'll realize that it's still daytime. The nimsa yecholo lahaska lispor liyom dalid. So she's going to be a day off. She'll think that day one of her cheshbon from when she had Tashmish was on Shabbos. And she'll start counting her Shivan Nakiyim on Tuesday, on Wednesday, when in reality she shouldn't be starting her Shivan Nakiyim until Thursday. Ain't okay. Alalai lahaya kishashim shavadim said that I impalt up the field as well, Dalid. Vav onos shleim in the inan. L'kach machmir and ayon vav l'shimusha v'tu laka l'mechash l'midi. So that chumrah of Ben HaShmashos adds an additional day. Then the Trumas HaDeshen writes, O shamati shemarachor zeruah kasav shenoa ginashim v'ostreich in Austria shelo lahaskel shivin akiyim rak shakolu kvar zayin yamin mitfilas riyasa. So there was a minhag in some communities that was even more machmir, that they would wait for 7 days until starting to count their neshivanikia. Then the other direction says, Shamati v'alo b'barer, I had a non-authenticated, non-verified representation. That I heard that someone was matir lo shimsha, and it was leisa tzorech because he wanted to go to yeshiva and he didn't have time to wait. And if he would have had to wait, then whatever. Achlivi mahasei solzeh the masasi bor zeruah gadol. So according to the Jumas Hadashin, you have two layers of chumrah, both of which are accepted lahalacha by the Ramah. Of adding 1 day for Ben Shmasha, so if he goes there, lo shimsha, atu shimsha. And unless you say that you can accept one of the chumras at a time, but it doesn't make sense to combine these two chumras in such a lo shkiyachtik type of a situation, so maybe you don't have the right to combine these two chumras. Says no, Nirik says, I mean, you would have said the whole reason to add a day is because we're choshesh that there was tashrish ben hashmashos. So if you know for a fact that there was no tashrish at all, so then it makes sense to be choshesh that there's tashrish ben hashmashos and add another day. So in Svara, that should make no sense. Jumas Hadashin says, nevertheless, the minhag is to be machmir because Ben Hashmashos is a kola Torah kula dik kind of suffix / kashash. And we're not looking at that suffix of Ben Hashmashos through the local prism of Wazir Tashmish, but from some kind of kola Torah kula prism that we always are ambivalent or misupik about Ben Hashmashos' status. So it's okay to throw in both chumras of lo shimsha atu shimsha and the additional day of bein hashmashas. So the minhag that the Jewish tradition refers to as minhag in Österreich of adding an additional day, not only waiting till day six, but waiting till day seven, or it sounds like past day seven, meaning that you would only do hetzikara on day seven, the riyasa, and then start counting yeshiva nekiyim. So that we have in other Rishonim as well. Maril, Shuvas Maril Chadasha, Simon Sadi Gimel, Oz Beis, says that there was such a minhag. He writes Eretz Hadamim. Eretz Hadamim was a reference in some of the Rishonim to Germany / Austria. Even in that period, that was the Eretz Hadamim. So he writes Eretz Hadamim. There were some that had the practice of waiting 5-6 days. Some of the practice of waiting 7 days. And the Rambam references this minhag. The Rambam references this minhag. The Rambam isn't a fan of the minhag. The Rambam writes, Paragat Aleph, if you dalid, Zesha Timsav and Mixas and Makomos, Shanida Yoshevis, Shivas Yamim Minidasa, Afavi Shalom Rasa Dan, Eliyom Echad, the Akhara Shiva Teshiv Shiva Yamim Nikian, and Zamina Galatos to Mimishahar Lankah. So you can't call that a minog, that is a toast. But the way the Rambam presents the minhag, it sounds like what the Bach explains as the basis for this minhag of 7 days after Rishonim quote, that we're mafmir to treat a woman on some level as a nida, or at least the basis of the minhag is that you treat a woman as a nida. So she waits her, counts, not counts, but she goes through her 7 days of nidas, and then she starts 7 days of ziva, just like the minhag that Rabbi Natan alludes to, that at certain points in history, women may have gone to the mikvah twice, once we may do so, once we may libuna, based on when she's a nida deraisa versus when she's a zava mikhumra, the Takanas Rabbi in Reb Zera. So such a minhag might be derived from that kind of mindset, that first we see the woman as a nida min haTorah, and then ki'ilu, she would go to the mikvah after those 7 days, but she doesn't in our practice. And then we treat her as a zava for the next 7 days. That's kind of the, how it sounds like in the presentation of the Rambam here. That's what the Bach says. And, but, well, the other, no one is a particular fan of this minhag. But there's a Tanchuma that sounds a little bit like this also. Rav Avadia talks about this Tanchuma on page Tough Days of Tiras Abayas. Isha ki azuv zov dama kach shanim repfia kamakam sheomer yamim is shnei yamim hein kamakam sheomer yamim rabim shlosha yamim hein. And so why is it ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim? So this Tanchuma says, Rabim is our Miat Rabim Shlosha, so to speak. Pesad. Aisha zu nidma binidasa shivas yamim, vinitara biyom hashmini. So regular woman has tumas nida for 7 days. She becomes tara day eight. Irmas adam osa yom. And if she sees dam now in day eight, she's a shemeres yom kenegad yom vinitara. Chazer raza yom cheese, also shemeres yom kenegad yom. Chazer raza day 10, shemeres osa yom, shavinitara, reishlosha yamim shehein yamim rabim. So that's all bimei nidusa before yamei ziva. Avalim raza dam bacharos yom, shiyom revila tarasa, then chazeres utama, so that's going to be ziva if she sees dam in day 11. The shemeres zayin yamim, yamei nidasa, mei rosh. So this woman is going to have to be shomeres 15 days. How does it work? Ose kesad osahi shomeres shiva yamei nidasa. So you have the 7 days of nidas. The achrei kain soferes zayin yamei Nikiyim, v'netares v'yom hashmini, v'tovelas tvila chamura achar shkiyas achama, v'himu teres levayla. Shenemar im tara mitzvah v'safrila shivas yamim v'yachar titar. So it sounds like, so do you read this Tanchuma as saying 15 consecutive days or a total of 15 days? Because this woman has 7 days of nidus. Then she sees dam on day 8, day 9, and day 10. That's not dam ziva yet. And then she sees dam on day 11. Now that's ziva. And now she requires Shiva Nakia. Right?
She's on 8, 9, 10, she will read that below that.
If she sees 8, 9, and 10, so it's saying that she's a Zava Gadola by virtue of the fact that we're Mitzaref the day 11 Ri'ya to the day 10, 9, 8 Ri'ya. And then she has to count 7 days. Is that how you read it? Yes, I'm not sure the flow from the middle part to the last line. In the middle part sounds like you have a situation where you have 7 days of nidus, and then you keep it in dam, and that turns into dam ziva once you're in the yidalef yom shavu nidah l'nida. So then you have a shivanakiyim for yimei zivas in addition to the original shivanakiyim of yimei nidus. And then last line, it sounds like we're talking about consecutive days. I'm not sure exactly how you're supposed to read that Tanchuma. Ravadia notes that this Tanchuma is a later edition. It's not an authentic part of the Tanchuma, he says. So this might have been some basis for a minhag of 7 days and then 7 days. We're rather skeptical as to what the authenticity of the Tanchuma is, and I'm not exactly sure what the smoothness read of the Tanchuma is. Yeah.
So why are they wrong? Why is that sort of the Bach?
The Bach is giving a explanation as to where this minhag could have developed from. So historically, it may be true, but it's a minhag that, aside from those communities where it's practiced, even those we shall not quote it, don't quote it with excitement. And later on, it's in most communities not accepted. I mean, that's an attempt to understand where this minhag could have developed from. But that's added layers of chumrah above even what the Ramah quotes from the Tumas Hadasha. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that there's some Sephardi communities that have such a tradition of waiting 6 or 7 days. That in Baghdad, it was in Ben Ishtai that there was such a practice. And he quotes from Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha said, if you come from such a community, even though we don't understand the minhag and it's not our minhag, but if you come from such a community and that's your Mesorah, then you have to keep it. So he was asked about a Ashkenazi woman that marries a Baghdadi husband or from a community where the minhag was to wait 7 days before doing Esek Tara. So she said, you have to follow the husband's minhagim even for that.
The idea is that we treat them first as a nida and then as a
zava. Now I'm just trying to explain where could this minhag have come from. So maybe it's a residence of the practice that isn't practiced anymore of a woman going to the mikvah twice, once when she's Torah min haTorah, and once when she's Torah min koach takanas Rebbe Reb Zera. So maybe the minhag evolved from that. We're just trying to explain where could such a minhag have come from. The minhag that the Ramah quotes, we understand where it came from. It's a double chumrah that the Jewish Hadash tells us about, a lo shimshah tu shimshah, and adding a day for Bein HaShmashas. That already is added onto the chumrah of the rush that we're concerned about Poletes, even if we don't know that she's Poletes, which is a relative chumrah. Maybe you would have said, like the Rambam, that we're only concerned about Poletes. First of all, the Rambam passes three onus and ad vav onus. That's one cooler. And then the Rambam is only concerned, it sounds like, when you're actually Poletes, and that if you know for sure. So the rush already is a certain layer of chumrah. And then the Tumas Hadasha adds two other layers of chumrah over that.
Is there an explanation for 6 days?
Not that I see. And the Bach's explanation works for 7 days. I didn't see an explanation for the for 6 days per se. But even Rav Avadia, so well, Rabbi Moses recorded from Baghdad, Klisheni. Rav Avadia says that in Baghdad, the minhag was like the Ramah, but not more than the Ramah. And that's what the Ben Ishvai held. I didn't see the Ben Ishvai inside. So maybe Baghdad wasn't the correct example of the Sephardic community, but he quotes, there were Sephardic communities that that were mafir up to 7 days. Rav Avadia thinks that, or points out that many, even if they didn't go that far, but many Sephardim practice the Chum of the Ramah, that that at least accepted the Ramah's extra day to make it 5 days. And Rabbi Karp, question from Rabbi Yashiv thought that a Stam Sephardi should be known like the Ramah's Chumra, even if you don't know the tradition one way or another. Rav Avadia says that in Eretz Yisrael, Syria, and Egypt, they were known like the Mechaber, just 4 days. And Rav Avadia thinks that if there's no other Mesora, a Sephardi should be known like the Mechaber, unless you come from a community where the minhag was 5 days. Yeah, okay.
To what extent is there like wiggle room to make you or do we treat this exactly like anything which is like didn't make right there?
So that'll be the rest of the year. Good. But before we get to that, just a couple more details on the cheshbon of 5 days. So the contemporary post can discuss, let's say you fly to Eretz Yisrael during these 5 days. So if you're looking at a clock, the end of the period of time after which you can start Yeshiva Nekiyim is going to be 7 objective hours shorter than if you would have stayed local. So Rav Osner thinks that this should be totally on the Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, meaning that if you accept the position of the Mechaber, that you can do your Hesek Tara on day 4, and we're concerned that you need 72 hours after Tashmish before you're home free. So at least for the Mechaber, in a case where a woman was Shimsha, because the Mechaber doesn't have a low Shimsha to Shimsha, so if a woman was Shimsha, and then is Roh Adam later in that day, and then flies to Eretz Yisrael, she would have to make sure that 72 clock hours since Tashmish elapsed before doing a Hefsek Tar. That it has to be exactly, you have to make sure that you have your 72 clock hours. And Rav Avadia is not convinced about that. He thinks that even according to the Mechaber, the Iker is, actually before Rav Avadia, Rabbi Morgan, the closer of Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv said the same thing, that you have to make sure that you have 72 exact hours, according to the Mechaber. If you go like the Ramah, it doesn't make a difference because your 72 hours have long elapsed anyway. But if you're going like the Mechaber and she's actually Shimsha and you need the actual 72 hours, then you have to make sure that these 72 hours have indeed elapsed. And Rav Avadya thinks that it's not totally on hours per se. It's onos. So it sounds like Rav Avadya is assuming that, let's say, you're counting your 72 hours from 12 p.m. on Sunday. So 12 p.m. on Sunday until Shki on Sunday is Ono 1. And then Sunday night to Monday morning is Ono 2. Monday morning to Monday night is Ono 3. And then you continue such that the Wednesday day is going to be Ono, or Tuesday day is going to be Ono 6. So, but that doesn't require hours on the clock. So the six onos is not 72 hours, but usually Yeah, I'm trying to, does Rav Avadya say that somewhere also? He's saying that once it's the end of the day where you are, that's the completion of that ona. But I don't think he said that l'chumra, that it would end up being more than 72 hours where you are. I have to look back at it again. I misunderstood what he was saying. Okay, so Bleed Adra, I'll look back at that again for next time.
How
would it be a chumra? It would be a chumra if you say that the ona is that day-night period, that, so let's say you're starting from 12 p.m. on Sunday, so Sunday daytime is ona 1, Monday, Sunday night is ona 2, Monday day is ona 3, Monday night is ona 4, Tuesday day is ona 5, Tuesday night is ona 6, No, so it wouldn't be a chumra. Does he mean that then so that'll be less than 72 hours even if you don't go anywhere? I have to look back. I maybe missed something in Rav Avadya's presentation. But at least Rav Avner, Rav Eliashiv assumed that it has to be for Sfardi, where it's relevant, if you assume like the Mechaber and Shimsha, it would have to be 72 hours on the clock. Okay, what happens if a woman sees Dam Ben Hashmashos? So her Re'ia is Ben Hashmashos Motzei Shabbos. So do we treat that as a Re'ia on Shabbos, or do we treat that as a Re'ia on Sunday? So Rav Ozner writes, Oth Dalet, that you have to be machmir to treat that as a Sunday Re'ia. She sees Motzei Shabbos between Shabbos and Sunday. So you have to be machmir to treat that as a Sunday Re'ia. And then you couldn't do Hatzakara until Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon. But even in that case, you still need 5 days. And Badi Shulchan, Sivkat and Kosamach Tes, says that doesn't make any sense. The whole reason for the chumra of the extra day is because of Safek Ben Hashmashos. Now we're worried, maybe you'll have Tashrik Ben Hashmashos, and by mistake, you'll count that as the next day. And by mistake, you'll count that as the next day, when in reality, it was the previous day. So we always have to be machmir to count it as the previous day. So we always have to add one additional day. So here, why does that make sense to be doubly machmir? That here, you saw Benesh Mashas. So what's the concern? You saw Benesh Mashas. So we're worried. Right, so let's accept that you're off, and really it should be the previous day. So it should be the previous day. So previous day is day one. And then Shabbos count, Sunday would count as day two. It doesn't make sense to add an additional day as a chumrah where the re itself was Bein Hashmashos. And that's the general consensus of the poskim. That's how Rabbi Kar posed Rabbi Yashiv. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva Kaf to Rabbi Eider, Lishitas and Benesh Mashos, that even if a woman sees up to 9 minutes after Shkia in New York, she could count that as the previous day towards a count of 5 days. So let's now address Gabe's question as to under what circumstances the chumrah of the Ramah, the chumros of the Ramah, are negotiable if there's a tzarach. The Piskei Tshuva quotes in Sifkatan Tesra from the Shalah, Maisa bol yadi, the isha achas shahaya yom dalu linidasa, lo shim shem baila belaila shekodim riyasa. So in the case where a woman didn't have tashbish samach l'riyasa, and the shalom is asked to Shiloh when she's holding on day four, the tardila lilbush levanim yom dalu lahaska lisper yom hey, and the shalom is matir knocking off day five, the chum of the Ramah, ki am haisa maschelos lisper yom vav, az hayaba leil tfila leil shabbos sh'ar chayantiv. That if she has awaited the additional day of the Ramah, of the Tshuva Sadeshen, then Leil Tefillah would happen on a Friday night, when Friday was Yantiv. Umutav shenaniya chumrezu kidei lekarev hatefillah lechafifa ad kan l'shana. So we'll talk about upcoming sugya, the masmich tefillah lechafifa. So in a situation where you have a Friday night tefillah and Friday is Yantiv, so some of the preparations of chafifa need to be done before Yantiv, then you have a hefsek between the chafifa and the tefillah. So if you have a clash between two chumros, the chumrah of, or what he says is more of a consideration of the masmith, the tefillah to the chafifa to tefillah over the chumrah of the Ramah, so the chumrah of the Ramah loses out, and better to be mochel that day, you know, assuming a woman could have gotten a clean hefsek tara on day four, better to do the hefsek tara on day four and then start counting your shivin nekiyim so that you go to the mikvah. What in that scenario would have been yontiv night on Friday night, where you could do the chafifa on Thursday right before yontiv and be masnuch the chafifa to tefillah. So where you have a clash between different halachic considerations, the shalah says that at least in a case where lo shimsha, at least in a case where lo shimsha, you can be mekel on the chumrah of the Ramah of day five. See, the Retaris of Katam Mem Dalid suggests that maybe you could be mekel in this kind of a case even if shimsha, because that also is a chumrah, not the ikar adin. Rabbi Morgan's question of Yashiv, that is what you make about even in the Shimsha case over here. And the Aruch HaShulchan extrapolates in Os Mem, he writes, Don mina mina l'sharei dvarim sheyesh b'am tzarech gadol v'yachol salimnos b'yom hei l'riyaso l'shibusha. Now there are other scenarios also where there's a tzarech gadol and day five is potentially negotiable. Again, in practice, most women in most normal cycles can't get a clean hafzikah before day five. But most situations, this may be an academic discussion, but where it is relevant, so there are other scenarios where the post can discuss whether day five is negotiable. Ramosha in Shuvah to Rabbi Eider, Os Kaf Gimel, talks about the, Ramosha has a number of Shuvahs there relating to feel of situations in the country in the summer where the husband only comes up for long weekends or short weekends and the wife is by herself in the country during the week. So in Tshuva Kaf Gimel to Rabbi Eider, the Shaila was the husband can only be in the Makom Hanofesh country from Erev Shabbos until Monday morning because he has to go back to work. When people, in the olden days, when people have to go to work. And she has a possibility of doing a Hafzik Tara on Sunday, which would be Yom Dalid L'Riyasa, to enable her to go to the mikvah Sunday night before her husband goes back to work Monday morning, the following week. Because otherwise, she would have to wait for the husband to come back the following weekend. He quotes this Shalom. He says, if the Shalah was willing to be Megal in order to be Masmich, Tfila, to Chafifa, and the Shalah didn't say, well, why don't you just delay the Tfila till after Yontif, till after Shabbos, which would be delaying it one or two additional days. So the Shalah said better to compromise the minute of the Ramah in order to A, be Mekayim, the Minag, or the Lechachila, be Masmech, Chafif, Letvila, and doesn't consider, well, let's have your cake and eat it too, and the delay the Tvila a couple of days. So Kosher Kane, if here the alternative is delaying the Tvila for 3 or 4 days until the husband comes home, comes back to the country the following weekend, the Moshe says, Kosher Kane, that you should be Matir. So even if it's for the, call it convenience or reality of the husband's travel schedule, and Moshe says that's still reason enough to be Mako. But Moshe says that only do this on a one-time basis. Establish your rakish in his damin pamacha, echa. The lokish in his damin kain od pam the kayid zet. The anir is akikvias, the bit alachumra is a yefsha. So if it's going to happen more than once in the summer, presumably a summer is no more than two, maximum three times because summer is only 2 months long, maybe three times. But he says it's a one time a summer dispensation because if you're going to be making more than once a summer, then it looks like you're not taking this chumra seriously. Kind of like you only rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin once. Yeah.
Would Ramosha be Mako even if they were found by Shimshon?
Ramosha doesn't address that here. The assumption of the Shaila was Lo Shimsha. So I don't know. He doesn't address that here, and he doesn't address that in the next tshuva either. So I don't know. Yeah, the reality is that it's not that common to have a shimsha situation where she's where there's tashrish on the day of Ria. That's not a common scenario. Meaning having the whole system of Vestos and Prisha Samukha Vest is meant to avoid that. So it could happen, but it's not not a common situation. Then in the next tshuva, Kaf Daled, so another country shaila of a slightly different flavor. A woman is scheduled to go to the mikvah, or would be scheduled to go to the mikvah Friday night, and she's in the country, and the mikvah is very far away. So in that case, can we allow her to plan in advance and do a hafzik tahara on day 4 instead of day 5 to avoid being in the situation where she won't have reasonable access to a mikvah leil tefillah Friday night? So bottom line, Rav Moshe is makel there as well. Part of the consideration there has to do with the Sugya Tefillah Bayom, which we'll get to in Rav Moshe's kulos there. But Nogei L'Inyanenu, Rav Moshe is prepared to be makel in that situation as well to effectively be matim the Shivanakiyim and the Tevila. In a case where she'd be able to do a Hafzik Tahara on day 4. Yeah.
You say day 4, that means if she had
she saw Adam on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you're past your 72 hours of since Shimsha, or she could have or Lo Shimsha, Atru Shimsha, you do have Sitara on Wednesday afternoon. Okay. Taz Sifkatan Zion and Shach Sifkatan Kaf. Quote from the Bach. Even though we're machmir like the Rambah of Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, the Bach was makel in Ein Baila Ba'ir. It's one thing to be gozer Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, but to be gozer Lo Shimsha to Shimsha where the husband is out of town to begin with, Bach says that far we don't go. And the Taz and the Shach argue, Shuvas Marik, writes Lehedya not that way. I'm reading the Taz now. Dog will have to feel ain by a little ear. Umi yachlok al hamina. And the Shach points out that's the mashmos of the Tshuva Sadeshen that we started with. And that's the Shach's diyuk in the Shaila, the Tshuva Sadeshen, where the Lashon was Lo Shimsha, O Shalohaya Baila Be'ir. So if you're prepared to be Vedayik in the Lashon of the Shaila of the Tshuva Sadeshen, Shach says the Shaila itself was about Lo Haisa Baila Be'ir. The Tshuva Sadeshen, that's the source for this Gomra of Lo Shimsha, Atru Shimsha, extends the Chumrah even to a case where it's not Baila Ba'ir. Okay, that's the Shach in Sifkat and Kaf. There are three Shachs in a row that are all important in La Lacha. Sakatan Aleph, the Shach writes, Kol Isha Sharoa Filu Kasem, that the din of 5 days applies even if she sees a kesem, not a full-fledged riya. Says the Shach, Nira, the kesem yesh lahakel hecha delo shimsha limnos miyama macharas shal mitzias hakesem. The ha hach delo shimsha gufag zeru chokahi. So number one, the Shach says, maybe lo shimsha atu shimsha. Isn't going to apply by a re'iyas kesem. So if lo shimsha, you don't have to be choshesh for poletes. Again, Beis Yosef kastim kameinu l'nagu b'gzeirizu. Beis Yosef never holds of lo shimsha to shimsha. L'kachish lomar, the gamut of a sedeshin gufei, shekasa l'hafmir haina b'roa. That's only by a re'iya mamish. Avalo b'tzamin. Derabanan. Das lina b'hu b'kama duchti l'kula. Shrelo histir sham kasem klal. Jerusha deshti doesn't talk about a kasem. The efshar l'zeh lo kasem rav hai v'yesh akasu akshav achar din akasem ela achar din roe. So when the Rama writes the Yesha Kasu Akshav, Eilachal bin Shimsha, Lilo Shimsha, that precedes the line that this then applies by Xamim. The Sefer Shach, that's Mizuyak, that Shimsha to Lilo Shimsha is only by Ria, not by Akasa. Avalavush Kasav, Yesha Kasu, should call Isha Filo Roa Kasav Kachardal, Bain Shimsha, Bain Lo Shimsha. Tzricha lahamtin. The Levush writes that even if a woman sees a kesem, even lo shimsha, tzricha lahamtin, v'chein noagin. So what's the bottom line of the Shach? If a woman sees a kesem and lo shimsha, what does the sound of the Shach says? You have to be machmir. Take a look at the Sidre Tara Sivkatan Mem. Chas v'shach, he quotes him, and he says, "Ma shemisayim v'shach v'chei noagin hu siyum lashon alavush." And the Shach says v'chei noagin, that's a citation of lavush. Doesn't mean that the Shach means that lahalacha. Look at Chavistas. Simon Kufsad Ivav, Sifat and Yudah the B. Urim. Isha Tahor Shamatha Kasem. Aval Besoch Hazai Nakim. I'm sorry. Vashach Makel the Kasem Im Lo Shimsha. Says the Shach is Mako. So it sounds like you also understood, this is what the Goofy Halacha points out, sounds like you also understood, like the Sidrei Tara, that the B'chei Noagin is a citation of the Levush, but the Shach himself is Nekel. And Taras HaShlamim reads the Shach the way we read it. I feel low shim shadog and a half near. Afish ain't a medadin. Shach. So it is true that the line v'chei nogin appears in Levush, but what is less clear as to whether the kavan of the shach in writing that v'chei nogin is just a end quote for Levush, but he's not doesn't mean to say lalacha, or if he means the paskin like the Levush. I believe the Psaka Mikubal, whether or not that's the Kavana of the Shach Lalacha, is that if it's a Kesen not during Shivanakim, but a Kesen that is going to be Mitame, a woman, then we are Machri to require 5 days.
And
Lagave,
the Basque,
who loved him
by the year, we don't accept.
That's not accepted. That the Shach and the Taz summarily reject. Then the Shach and Sifkat and Kaf Beis, this we've seen before, writes that a Kesem during Shivanakim does not require 5 days. She's already a Asur Labayla, so there's no chashash of Poletes, and we're not gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha, where it's not even shayach that she should have been Nishameshes. So where she's already a Asur Labayla anyway, and then she sees a kesem, then she could go to the mikvah and start her hefsek tara right away. Right, that was the premise of the Shaila, the Milstaka we discussed previously, the woman who lost consciousness of Rishim and Akiyam because she was given misinformation as to whether she needs to count another 5 days before starting her Shim and Akiyam again after being Soseris. So that's what the Shach says over here, Lalacha, that Tosh Shim and Akiyam is no Havimin of Shimsha, so then we don't say Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, and there's no requirement of waiting 5 days before starting a hefsek tara. But that principle of the shach over here, that where she's a surah anyway, you don't need 5 days. So there are middle of the road cases that the post can discuss. Where do you draw the line? So, for example, Rav Vosner discusses here in Os Gimel, let's say you have a woman who sees a problematic Mara. She has a Shiloh, whether Kesa Mara, she has a Shiloh as to whether it's a Mara Tame. And she's Pareshas. before they're muvara the status. So she has a, she's misupekes as to whether what she saw makes her asur labayla. She's paresh as mi safek, and then she's pirsa nida. So let's say on Sunday she has this kesem slash ria slash shayla. She doesn't know whether she's technically asur labayla, but she's paresh as in practice. And then on Monday she has a bona fide ria. So do you start counting? Can you start counting your 5 days from Sunday? In practice, she treated herself as asur labayla from Sunday. She was no haggis, even all the harchakos from Sunday, but she didn't get any firm psak as to whether that was necessary, and that was all rendered moot by the fact that she was pure sanida on Monday. So Rav Osner says that in that case, you start counting from Sunday, because in practice, in her mindset, she was Asura Levaila. So that's no different than the Shach's case of a Kesem Tok Shimin Akiyim, where there's no Lo Shimsha Otu Shimsha. In practice, she treated herself as Asura Levaila. Even if she would then show that Shaila from Sunday to Chacham, and the Chacham would say, Lamaisa, you were muteris on Sunday because that wasn't the Maratame, even though that's no relevant now retroactively. Even in that case, Rav Osner says, still, you can start counting your 5 days from Sunday because in practice, in her mindset, she was Asura Labaila. So even if Iglai Mill said that wasn't the case, doesn't make a difference because from her perspective, she was treating herself as Asura Labaila. By the Shulchan disagrees on that last Nakuda. By the Shulchan Sikatan Kufayim Bey says, no, if Lamaisa, Iglai Milsa, that she was Tahora, then you can't say that counts towards the 5 days. If Lamaisa, she was Tahora, then you can only start counting your 5 days from Monday. But the Rav Osner says, no, if in her mindset she was Asur Labayla, then there's no Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. Rav Moshe has this also in Yaredeya Chelik Bey, the end of Simen Samech Ches. Yaredeya Chelik Bey, the end of Simen Samech Ches. So he says, what happens if a woman sees a kesem and she doesn't know whether it's a maratame or maratahor, and she's pareshes mibayla misafek, and then the next day she has a regular bona fide ria, and then they ask the shayla about yesterday's ria, yesterday's kesem, and the chacham says that yesterday's kesem was tahor. Rav Moshe says, nope. You can't count that day towards your 5 days because the Maisa, she was Muteris. And what if you never asked the Shaila, says Rav Moshe? It's not no gay anymore. Why would you ask the Shaila? Why would you bother the Rav with a irrelevant question of no practical ramification? So it may have practical ramification depending on this machlokas between Rav Osner and Bader Shofa and Rav Moshe. But why she's a sir anyway, so why bother the Rav about yesterday's Mar? It doesn't make a difference anymore. So Rav Moshe says, if they never ask the Shaila, so then she can start counting from day one, from Sunday. Even if Klap Ishmaya, maybe was Tahora, but Lemaisa, if she never asked the Shaila, so in practice, she's treating herself as having been a sewer from Sunday. And then she can start counting from Sunday. So yeah, Rav Osner said, even if in like Milsalam Afreya, that the Rav Paskins, that was a Maratahor, if in practice she was no Heges as being a Asur Labayla from Sunday, she could start counting on Sunday towards the 5 days. Bader Shulchan says no. Rav Moshe says also no. Rav Moshe says if they never ask the Shaila, it doesn't make a difference what Klap Ishmaya the reality is, then you still could count. Start counting from Sunday. Rav Yashu is machmir on this also in Rabbi Morgenthaler quotes on page Kuf Bey Aleph that Rav Yashu, he's quoted as being machmir, even if Iglai Milsa that she was Temeya from Sunday, But if she was pareshes only misafek without a psak, then you can't count that day towards Shivan Akiyah. Then Rav Bazin talks about the following. Would you say, if the principle is our now goes to Lo Shimsha to Shimsha in a case where the woman is a Suva Labayla anyway, like the Shaf case of the Kasim Tov Shivan Akiyah, but what would you say if a woman has a Yom HaVest, Vest Kavua, an Ona Beinonis, and then she has a Re'iyah the next day? So can you count that Yom HaOna towards the 5 days? So Rabbi Morgan says, I'm really sure what the Shaila is, because when does she see Dam? If she sees Dam, let's say her Yom HaVest or Ona Beinonis is a Sunday. So she's a Sur Labayla on Sunday. And then she sees Dam Monday morning, but she's Mutaris Labayla Sunday night. So that can't be the Shaila. And if she saw Dam on Sunday, so she saw Dam on Sunday, that's not the Shaila either. So Rabbi Morgan points out, not sure where the Shaila is relevant, because either there'll be no gap in time between the Yom HaOna and the Re'iyah, or there will be a gap in time, and then there's no Havamina, then you can count the Yom HaOna towards the 5 days. So Rav Osner has this question. Again, it's not clear what the case is. Rav Osner has a question. He leaves it as a Sarachian, but he says this potentially is worse than the Shach's case. But here, even though she's a Sura Labayla, but beyond the owner, she's a Sura Batashmi. She's not a Sura in all the regular Harchokos. So in a person's mindset, it's more Kal. So that might make it different. Ramosha, that tshuva that we quoted before, is makel. Again, it's not clear what exactly the case is. And Rabbi Carr points out that mistima saposkim, it sounds like we're mafmir on the shayla. Again, we're not exactly sure what the seer of this shayla is. Another application, darkei tshuva, sifkadim peiva, close in the sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim. Are you may avelus mitzurafim to the 5 days? A woman is a suah labayla when she's tok shiva. So let's say she gets up from shiva on Friday morning, and she has a re'iyah on Thursday, and then it's a very short re'iyah, so she stops already on Sunday. So can you be mitzaref the Wednesday, which was a Yom Avelus, Yom Shiva, where she's a Sura Labayla al Shiva, to the count of 5 days? Meaning once Shiva was over, she was already in the middle of her Re'iyah, she already was Pirsa Nida before Shiva was over. But can you count the last days of Shiva, where she was a Sura Labayla anyway, towards these 5 days?
And
you do have to tire on Sunday or Monday, which is less than 5 days if she stops in David. So the Darkei Tshuva goes to say for conceptions of Shalayim, who was Misavuk. Ramosha talks about this in Tshuva Kaf Aleph to Rabbi Eider. And Ramosha's Mekel. The Ramosha is Mekel on day five, right? I mean, we're talking right. There are two. So potentially, you could have been makel on 2 points, right? Question number one is on the fifth day of the Ramah, and question number two is on Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. So, like in the Shas case, if a woman sees a Kesem and Lo Shimsha, so then you could do a Hesekara right away after she stops. Once she's seen the Kesem, because there's no Hashasha Paletus, there's no Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. Forget about 4 days, 5 days, there's nothing. So in these cases where in a case where a woman is a sura anyway, so the Shaila that Rav Azar and Moshe were talking about, where a woman treats herself as being a sura labaila a day early because of Shaila Vereya. So then there's the Shaila, can you count that as day one towards your 5 days? In the Shaila of Velas, if you could have said, if she's a sura anyway for more than 5 days before, then you don't even need 4 days. Well, why don't you stop seeing Dan? Maybe she could be do a hefsek right away. So Moshe is only makel there on the 4 days versus 5 days in Tshuva Kefalos to Rabbi Eider. And as far as the extra day ben hashmashos, that you can count or dip into the Yimei Avelus, because she's a sura anyway. So you don't have to wait 5 days with not shy of tashmish, but he still does require 4 days. And the same Shiva Moshe says, let's say a woman can't have tashmish for medical reasons. She has some condition. The doctors say that tashmish is dangerous. So if you're horish because of that, sum up to the 5 days, Shiva Moshe says that you can't count because that's not an isser. It's an isser of not listening to the doctors and nishmartem, but that's not the same level of Isser. And the Deborah Siner writes, Felik Aleph Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph, Felik Aleph Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph. He's Mekel in that case because it's a Milsa de Loshticha, Milsa de Loshticha, Lo Gazru Rabbana. Rabbi Eider writes on page 43 that he thinks if you're going to compare it to anything, this would be more comparable to not to Ein Bai L'Beir. That here, there's a medical reason not to do tashmish, so we're not really choshed that she will, even though she could. Maybe that's more analogous to Ein Bai L'Beir, where we're mafkir. One final application of the makel on day five, at least, is Rav Moshe Chaylid Day 7 Pedalid. Chelid Bey Simon Pei Dalid. In the Orthodox infertility situation where a woman ovulates earlier in the cycle than the norm, and if she's going to have to wait 5 days and then another 7 days before going to the mitzvah, she's going to miss her window of ovulation. So can you cut off time for those 5 days and start your Shimon Akiyam earlier? So Rav Moshe says that even Shimsha Atu Lo Shimsha is a Gzeir Rechoka. And you can't say that Hamidu Devreya and B'mako Puruvu. Because of the Nishal Malach and Hilchas Gerushin, that B'mako Igun, we don't say a low plug, even on a real Isser D'Rabbanan. So as long as it's Lo Shimsha, So we tell a woman, let's say it's a situation where a woman can get a clean hefsekara on day two l'riyasa, if there is such a situation. So you tell the woman she should be pareshes for a few days before the anticipated onset of her period. So there's no shimsha consideration. And then let her do hefsekara on day two if she's able to. And then start counting her shivanikiyam. As long as you take off lo shimsha, as long as you take off the shimsha possibility, we're not going to be gozer lo shimsha to shimsha. We're not going to require the fifth day on top of that, definitely. V'makom puruvu, v'makom igun. Some of the akronim that talk about this aren't prepared to be mekel akadekach. Shuvas har tzvi, tzvi pesach frank, simen kuf nun tes, says that if you're going to do something like this, then you have to have the woman miss a cycle, meaning 1 month she's not going to go to the mikvah at all. She'll be asur l'bayit the whole month. And then the next month she'll go through the tahara process and do hefsek tahara on day two or day three. That way we're definitely not worried about shimsha, because she was a asur l'bayit the whole time. Because we're not going to allow her to just be pareshes before the onset of her re'iyah and say that's enough to be mekel on shimsha to lo shimsha to shimsha. We'll require that she'll remain a asur l'bayit for that whole month. And then the next month, when she's going through the tahara process, when she has her next re'iyah, then she'll do hefsek tahara on day two. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin in Yerideya. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Gimel Simon Pehe talks about this as well, and that's what Rabbi Karkos of Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said to be mekel only with that caveat. Rabbi Moshe doesn't think that's right. Rabbi Moshe back again in Shuat Rabbi Eider Os Kaf Beis. Rabbi Eider quoted these other Gedolei Hador that were machmir to made the woman a suah l'bayit for an entire month before tapping into this kula. They says that's not right. The women, they haven't been mekayim puruvu yet. The mitzvah puruvu is to be boel b'chol ona. So you're causing them to violate the mitzvah's ona by doing this. So Moshe says that's not right. And there's no problem as long as she's pareshes for 3 days before the onset of her re'iyah, then you can allow her to dispense with both kormos of the Ramah. Okay.
In Moment of Spartan, so they don't hold of either from, right?
Correct. And the Mechaber doesn't. As we said, some Spartan communities adapt to the Ramah.
So all this discussion is all about like Dashna.
Correct.
I heard that for Willard, that holds that if someone sees Kesem at the at the end of the cycle, like being up for the next cycle, so usually Porish,
right?
So I heard that he holds that that's counts as part of the count.
Right, that appreciates Mikra Din, and then you can count that.
Not a real Kesem, a Kesem that's even on Sidoni. Any
something that where the if it's significant enough that you should be poish for a day, he says that's medina, and therefore that if that leads into a re'iyah, then that would count towards your 5 days.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for going a little over.
Yeah.